believe that, you know, what happened to A$AP Rocky was racist. But at the same time, you can't piss down someone's, you can't piss on someone's back and then say it's raining. I'll explain. For now, let's get into the story. Let's get into it. This is the Red Pill Man Show. Okay. So, let us begin. A$AP Rocky's canceling his European festival performance and several other upcoming tour dates because being locked up in a Sweden jail cell makes it hard to get on stage in Spain. The rapper's management tells TMZ he'll be detained for an unknown period of time for acting in self-defense during an altercation that took place. So, therefore, he's been forced to cancel all his upcoming shows in July. He was scheduled to perform at Sonar, a music fest in Barcelona, on Friday, July 19th, but Sonar says it's now looking for a replacement. A$AP scheduled to headline Wednesday night at the Green Theater in Moscow, but that's clearly not happening. It is other upcoming shows getting axed due to him being locked up. Include the Splash Fest in Germany on the 12th, the concerts in Ukraine and Belgium on the 13th and 14th, a sold-out gig in Milan on the 17th, and two others on the 20th and 21st. We broke the story. The rapper says he's being held in inhumane conditions in his Swedish cell, and one official for the U.S. Embassy there commented walking into that place was like walking into a toilet. Ugh, all right. Rocky can be held for at least 2 weeks while prosecutors decide whether to charge him for aggravated assault stemming from a street brawl. That's despite video showing that the alleged victim being the initial aggressor physically attacking Rocky and his crew prior to the incident. A growing number of celebs along with AR's legal team are demanding his release, but so far no avail. Let's go over to XXX. Now here's what I'm saying about how you can't piss on someone's back and say it's raining. Here's where, you know, you reap what you sow. A$AP Rocky's got tons of support from fans and peers as he sits behind bars in Sweden, but not everyone is standing with the Harlem rapper. After Change.org petition to urge Sweden officials to release Rocky began circulating and garnering tons of signatures, people on social media started to recall a 2016 interview with Rocky seeming distanced himself from the events that transpired in Ferguson and the Black Lives Matter movement as a whole. The interview was one where he doubled down on the initial comments he made in a 2015 interview with Time Out New York. Why? Because I'm black, so every time something happens because I'm black, I gotta stand up. What the fuck am I, Al Sharpton now? I'm A$AP Rocky. I did not sign up to be a political activist. Rocky was quoted as saying in a July 2016 interview with The Breakfast Club, I don't want to talk about no fucking Ferguson and shit because I don't live over there. I live in fucking Soho in Beverly Hills. I can't relate. Oh boy, you pissed in everybody's cornflakes. Oh man, I can't relate. I am in the studio. I am in these fashion studios. I am in these bitching. I'm in these bitches' drawers. I am not doing anything outside of that. That's my life. Okay, you just basically showed how uppity you are. Days after the interview went viral, he attempted to clarify his comments during an interview on Power 105's The Breakfast Club. Nah, man, you already showed your whole ass, man. You already, you know, what does it say again? Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Out of abundance of the mouth, the heart speaks. Sorry. I just get upset, and what I was really trying to say there was like, yo, I hate when the bandwagon stuff start. He told the Breakfast Club hosts Angela Yee, DJ Envy, and Charlamagne Tha God. I mean, how come you know Black Lives Matter only matter when the police take them, when a police officer takes it? And it should matter when a black life takes it. You know what I mean? It should always matter. All lives matter. Okay, he got a point there. But the way you came off, you already pissed in everybody's cornflakes, bro. You already did. Okay, you already showed your ass, your whole ass. Despite an attempt to clarify, a lot of people feel there is some irony in his current situation and have taken to social media to voice their lack of sympathy. A$AP Rocky said he didn't want to talk about police brutality at Ferguson because he lives in Soho and Beverly Hills and couldn't relate. I've never been to Sweden. I can't relate. You're on your own, Chief, on Twitter. The user said, y'all remember when A$AP Rocky said he didn't give a fuck about Ferguson. Karma is a universal language. If you stop karma, it will happen one way or the other. That's the law of the universe, another wrote. You can view some of what the people are saying on A$AP Rocky's situation. All right, here's a tweet. A$AP Rocky, I don't want to talk about no fucking Ferguson and shit because I don't live over there. I live in Soho and Beverly Hills. I can't relate. Me? I mean, I haven't been to jail in Sweden, so I can't relate, really. God. A$AP Rocky said he didn't want to talk about police brutality in Ferguson because he lives in Soho and Beverly Hills, and I couldn't relate. I've never been to a Swedish. I never been to Sweden. Can't relate. You're on your own. Damn. Ooh, man. Let me read some more tweets. Mainstream rappers out here telling us. Damn, man. Oh, he brought this on himself, man. He brought this on himself. It is what it is. Ugh. I mean, y'all know what's ironic. I noticed there are some rappers hollering about racial injustice in Sweden due to A$AP Rocky's arrest. I remember quite vividly an interview A$AP did where he said he didn't feel a need to speak about social issues simply because he's black. Well, when an unarmed black man is being murdered at the hands of police, A$AP Rocky was out there like, I don't want to talk about no Ferguson and shit. I don't live over there. I live in Soho, Beverly Hills. I can't relate. Now look at him. Well, I mean, this is, he got what he wanted, man. I mean, Sweden is a pretty, let me tell you something. With Sweden going on, I did a video, all right, about how cultural jihad is taking over European nations, okay? And these two kids, and how old they are, you know, these kids are of Arab descent. You look at them, they're from Arab descent. And in Sweden, they could do a whole bunch of shit and get away with it. And that's what's happening. Not certain Arabs, but I could bet you, you know, 9 times out of 10, they are Muslim and they are of Islam. And Islam has a death grip on Sweden. Okay? So they could get away and doing whatever they want. Okay? There's been many gang rapes in Sweden, for example. And the people who did it get away with it. All right. You can look it up for yourself countless times, and this is why they're saying Sweden is rapist stand. Okay, that's just supposed to show what they're like, and they can harass you, and you know, hate to say it, but there are some Arabs that don't like black people. All right, and some of these European countries, they don't like black people. All right, they don't. And I mean, a few blacks have gotten beaten and killed in European countries. And it's sad. But as for A$AP Rocky, I mean, you basically pissed on your fan base, man. You pissed on your fan base. If you didn't feel like helping out about Ferguson, all right, you should have kept that to yourself and just talked about it just for the sake of talking about it if you were smart. But he went off and, you know, spoke without thinking. Because you can't help how this person feels, because that's who they are. You can't control their thoughts. But after this situation where you are spending time in a dirty Swedish cell, you know, you have said that the people, you know, you're spending time with an inmate who's mentally ill, banging their heads on the wall, the food is terrible, you only get to eat an apple, food is unfeasible, and the place is a toilet. According to the BBC News report. So, I don't know what to say. With black people, they ought to be cautious. They really do. Especially going to Sweden. That's all I can say on this matter.